But you would put the weeds in it. You say you'd have your greens and your dumplings rich. Mm-hmm. And you would let that bread be tough. And you would put it in that skillet. You get that skillet real hot and everything, put that bread in that skillet. You cook it on the fireplace now. Mm-hmm. You put that fire up under that skillet. And we had a lead there, that's what we call it, a skillet lead. You put top, put fire on top of that lead and put that lead on top of that skillet. Mm-hmm. And it would cook that bread just as nice and brown as some of the best bread you could eat. He begged me to ask food you put them out and get them out of these restaurants on this gas stove. Mm-hmm. People was more restaurant back then.
Yeah.
Okay. And then sometimes they wouldn't put more dumplings in these greens. They would just get, just make a little thickening, a little meal thickening. And put that in there. And they thought that juice. Mm-hmm. And greens. But now they didn't put the greens in it. They would take the greens out. They didn't actually leave the greens to it, but they take the greens out. And put them into a pan to the shelf, and they put the greens on the side of the plate and put the meal soup, they call it meal soup, or meal dumpling, they put it in a bowl. Mm-hmm. And set that on the plate, and the bread on there, and the meat in the greens, and sometimes they would fry the meat. Mm-hmm. And they have their meat in the greens, they season. And then our pans are raised off of, they call it meal gravy. Mm-hmm. You fry that meat, that fat bag meat, or white meat, it is white meat, you call it fat bag now. But it's white meat, if you home kids meat doing so. Or you can buy it out the store then. Mm-hmm. And when you buy it out the store, then it won't be down a pound.
Oh, really?
Down a pound. Flour, down a pound. Nickel a pound.
Wow. Now I can't even come close to that. Yeah.
You would take, you fry that meat, and you would put that, you leave your little grease, actually about 3 tablespoons of grease in that skillet. And you take that meal and sprinkle it in there, about a tablespoon full, about 2 tablespoons full, or maybe 3. And you let it get kind of brown, and you stir it around like you're making gravy now, mm-hmm. to your steak or something you cook now. And you let it get brown, and you put you some water in there. And you let it get done. And then call that meal gravy, or even meal soup again. But it would be made with the meat grease from the meat, some of the meat grease from the meat. And I've been the only time I've ever made meal soup, but meal gravy, they would call it some vessel, and a piece of meat. Sometimes I had that meal gravy and some grease. I didn't have no meat, and some bread. Mm-hmm. And let's see what else. I remember. And cooking sweet potatoes, you raise all the sweet potatoes, and they would take the ashes from the fire hose and cook them. They would take the dead fat in the mashes real hot, and they turn them back just like I told you about the mashed cake. Uh-huh. And they would put the sweet potatoes up in that ashes. And then through the ashes, some of them were smaller, they would get done. I think it's within, say, about 45 minutes. If it's kind of large, it'd be an hour, hour and a half. We'd be roasting those sweet potatoes in those ashes. And when they get done, you put them out there, you put them out there and shake the ashes off and wipe them off. You eat them, you get some buttermilk. Sometimes you would get, they'd be roast potatoes just like these in the store, but we grease. You put them in the stove, and after we wash them greens and put them in the stove. Mm-hmm. But we could take sweet potatoes and ashes then. And we would get them and eat them and give us a glass of buttermilk. We had raisin cows then, milking cows. Mm-hmm. You milk them cows and chill them in milk and get your butter, have your own homemade butter and your own milk and give us a sweet potato. Roll sweet potato, that's what we call it. And some milk and make us have some meal.